Damn it! Oh, where did I put my reading glasses? I can't see properly without them. Hey, lab partner. Have you seen my glasses? Yeah, but I swear I put them right here yesterday. You didn't hide them from me as a joke again, did you? Okay, well, I swear...
Attention, all workers. Please note that the laboratory inspections and presentations will commence at 11 a.m. You are expected to be wearing your workers' name tags and be well presented. This inspection occurs once per year and is conducted by the ruling council. Its results are reported to the overseer of robotics research. Our company is proud to be at the leading edge in biological robotics. Remember our slogan, a brighter future for humankind.
Yeah, we know. Gosh, the council specialists are coming to inspect our lab and listen to us present. As if they hadn't already reminded us 15 times in the past week. Oh, you found my glasses. Where were they? Under your pile of papers? But how? Oh yeah, I was going over your notes with you yesterday before we finished work. I'm sorry, I forgot about that. Pass over my glasses, please. Thank you. Oh God, his fingers touch mine. Such beautiful fingers and hands. And so warm as well. Not so different from yesterday when I pretended to accidentally drop my clipboard on the floor. And that skin of his. What? No, there's nothing wrong with your hands. I was looking at them because... You know, I wasn't looking at them. I was just zoning out, thinking about our project. Yes, all right. Believe whatever you want. Hey, lab partner. Come here and look at our creation. Yeah, it's a real beauty, isn't it? An intelligent microchip with biological extensions. Well, you are the mastermind behind it. Okay, I guess I played a big part in its creation as well. You know what? You're the best laboratory partner I've ever had. Yes, you are. All those other crummy, idiotic lab partners this company's given me can't hold a candle to you. They were all so boring. So filled with useless, time-wasting questions. But you... When you came, I knew I'd met my match. I knew you were the one. What was I saying? Yes, this microchip. It's our baby. Our creation. 2 years of development and research has finally borne fruit. Our fruit. What? No, I said your boot. There's something on it. Here, let me get rid of it for you. All sorted. No need to thank me. You know I'm always willing to help you with absolutely anything you need. Besides, this is exactly why we make such a great team. And it's also why we have made so much more progress than the other scientists in this lab. It's because we're always on the same wavelength, right? I'm so glad you agree. We're only where we are because you're always willing to listen to my advice. And I to yours, of course. It is a partnership. 50-50. Anywho, let's take a look at this microchip. Amazing, isn't it? It can be used to stimulate the brain to develop certain specific neurological pathways. Indeed, perfect for stroke patients or those who have suffered what used to be irreversible trauma to the brain. But because of what we've done, such patients and their families no longer have to suffer. That's right. Our first prototype was surprisingly successful. Currently, we're not far off at all from being able to use it as a functional implant within a human being. This microchip's ability to stimulate the development of certain pre-programmed neurological pathways will pave the way for the use of this kind of technology in the medical field. I write the software, and you develop the hardware. It's always been like this, and we've always been successful. Well, yeah, we did have that one small failure back in June last year, but that hardly counts. Absolutely. I agree with you. Surgically speaking, it is also relatively simple due to surgical robotics. Although human surgeons are still in existence, they are no match for the accuracy and precision that's needed to perform such a procedure. Our implants are installed at the base of the neck, and it sends signals through the nerves to the rest of the brain. I know, it's great. I love this work. So, are you ready for the inspection that's coming up soon? Of course he's ready. There's nobody else in this lab who would be more prepared than he is. He's a graduate with one of the best scores from the world's top-ranking university in biological robotics. And of course, he's the only person I've ever personally admired. Which is why I'm going to make him mine. I see. Thank you so much for preparing these summary notes. I've saved our presentation on this thumb drive. Looks like we don't have much else to do this morning due to the inspection. Great idea. I suppose we can both sit down and put our feet up for a while. Metaphorically, of course. I don't want to imagine the look on Katie's face if she really does see us with our feet on top of these benches. So, how was your weekend? Oh, Oh, you went to the movies, huh? Which one did you see? Oh, yeah. I really wanted to see that, but haven't had the opportunity to yet. Ugh. I thought I told you last week already that I wanted to see it. I can't believe you didn't take the hint. I thought we were closer than this. But that's okay. Good things take time. And I am willing to take as much time as possible to win you over. And trust me, I will. I will be successful. Just you wait. Oh, it was a good movie. So, who did you see it with? Oh, just Brad. Even Brad's more important than me nowadays. I see how it is. I can get rid of him easily. Anyone who gets in the way of my grand scheme will not have a happy ending. So, any plans for this weekend? I see. How about I bring over some of the blueprints for our next big project, and we can work on them together over some takeaway food and hot soup. Sounds good? I'm glad it does. It does to me, too. And now that you've moved into your very own new apartment, you no longer have to deal with those terrible neighbors, what with them blasting music at full volume through the walls and all. I seriously don't know how you ever managed to get any work done in that kind of environment. I know, you're the king of concentration. I couldn't do it. It's all part of the reason why I have soundproofed all the walls and windows in my house. Noise doesn't get in, and noise doesn't get out. Nothing's too extreme when it comes to creating just the right environment for future scientific breakthroughs. Yes, whether or not we are successful with the creation of our products affects the market value of this company. It is a commercial game as well as a scientific one, and you know I'm in to win.
The lab inspection will commence in 15 minutes. All workers must ensure that they are ready for the presentations and that they are wearing their identification tags. Thank you.
Jeez, they must think we have the memory span of a pencil. Huh? Me? My weekend? Well, if you must know, I spent my entire weekend working on a very special top secret project. That's why I look like I haven't had any sleep, as you commented on earlier this morning. It's because I haven't had any sleep. Well, I can't tell you right now about what the project is, but I promise you that you will find out about it very, very soon. It's an exciting project. You're gonna love it. And so am I. You know, I share all my wonderful ideas and achievements with you. Well, you know me. I'll always keep you in the loop, especially if it's something so monumental and important. No, it's not that I'm deliberately withholding information from you. It's just that it's not really finished yet. However, I promise that you will be the first outside person to see and experience the final product.